This is your Polycast for Wednesday, December 21st, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Mayor Betsy Hodges switches position on the minimum wage, but the legislature may have the final say. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office says it will again review an allegation of sexual assault lodged against University of Minnesota football players. Peter Cox has more.
The County Attorney's Office says it will review an 80-page report from the U's Office of Equal Opportunity and Affirmative Action about a September incident that a student said included multiple sexual assaults. In October, the county attorney's office declined to prosecute those involved, saying it didn't have enough evidence to charge. That decision came after a Minneapolis Police Department investigation. However, last week, the U completed its own investigation into the incident, which prompted the suspension of 10 players from the football team. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office offered no further comment beyond saying it would review the report. Peter Cox, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Outgoing Republican State Senator David Hand says he's considering a campaign to lead the state party if the current chair steps aside. Hand says he's been encouraged to make a bid to chair the Minnesota Republican Party. The Eden Prairie lawmaker has been Senate Minority Leader for 4 years, which has helped him forge ties with legislators, local party members, and donors.
I think I've got a good base of contact with a lot of people who are important to the working of the party.
Han will leave the legislature soon after being defeated in November, even though his party gained the Senate control. Current Republican Party Chairman Keith Downey says he doesn't intend to seek a third 2-year term, but Downey hasn't made a definitive announcement. Han says he'll make a decision sometime in January about whether he'll run. The Ramsey County Board could soon name a temporary replacement for Sheriff Matt Bostrom, Matt Sepik reports.
Bostrom announced his resignation earlier this month so he could head up a research project at the University of Oxford in England on police hiring practices. Now it's up to the county board to hire someone to fill Bostrom's job until the next election in 2018. Board Chair Victoria Reinhart says commissioners will interview Chief Deputy Jack Sarir in public January 3rd. She says the board opted against a lengthy search process.
I really like where we settled on this because I think we all need to get to know Jack better and really have him tell us himself what he feels is a vision for the office.
Reinhart says the board could hold a vote on hiring Sarir as soon as a week after the interview. Matt Sepik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges has shifted her stance on raising the minimum wage in the city, saying she now supports a hike to $15 an hour. It's the latest in a long-running debate about worker benefits in Minneapolis that has City Hall clashing with the business community, and the legislature is likely to weigh in. Tim Nelson has more.
Last year, Hodges said she didn't support a proposal to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour for the city alone. She wanted it across the Twin Cities. Since then, advocates have won a sick leave mandate in Minneapolis and St. Paul and preliminary approval for a higher minimum wage from the city council in Minneapolis. But then came last month's election. Republicans added 3 seats to their majority in the Minnesota House and won back the Senate.
My stance on a regional minimum wage hasn't changed, but the conditions under which we can accomplish that have, with the November 8th election.
In short, Hodges says a new state law isn't in the plan. Facing a potential DFL endorsement battle in coming months and a re-election bid in November, Hodges has opted to side with supporters of the plan, likely a sizable majority on the council.
It's clear that the city council is going to act and move forward on something, and I wanted to make sure that I set down some principles for that conversation, including that I don't support a tip penalty.
That means the minimum wage would also apply to tipped workers, like servers. While businesses have expressed at least acquiescence for a hike in the minimum wage, some remain reluctant. The Minnesota Restaurant Association said including tipped workers in the proposal could threaten the city's hospitality industry and its workers. And businesses have already been pushing back hard on the city's workforce initiatives. The Minnesota Chamber of Commerce is fighting the city's new sick and safe leave mandate in court, and business groups applauded a state Supreme Court decision that struck a minimum wage measure from the ballot in Minneapolis this year. Republicans in the legislature are also watching developments in Minneapolis closely. State Representative Pat Garofalo of Farmington chairs the House Jobs Committee and says he thinks lawmakers will indeed take action on minimum wages, but not the regional hike Hodges was hoping for.
The concern of the legislature is more that we live in one state and we should have one policy for these important issues. If we start allowing every city in the state to have their own sick leave, own maternity policy, their own minimum wage, it's just going to make it completely unworkable to do business in the state of Minnesota. And this is going to result in fewer jobs and lower pay for the workers in Minnesota.
And Garofalo adds that developments elsewhere in the country could also swing the pendulum the other way. He says at least one case working through federal courts could allow local employment ordinances, including some that worker advocates might not like.
It creates exposure for a totally different patchwork of labor policies depending upon what city you're in. And it could do that in a way that is shown by the progressive left to expand the minimum wage, but it could also be used by conservative groups to push right-to-work laws at a municipal level.
Right-to-work laws typically curb union bargaining power. Garofalo says his committee will likely have hearings as soon as January on so-called preemption measures to override local regulation. Tim Nelson, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.